So even though we have a little bit more of a direct route to the suttas, I mean, there's certainly, like you even recently spoken of the dangers in terms of like, you know, book knowledge, like sort of using it to prop up a sense of self or getting into arguments and all this kind of type of stuff. I mean, so can you give some guidance on like, you know, even in reading suttas, like how do we use that in our practice and what are the pitfalls?
Yeah, I think one of the things you spent time online in Buddhist forums before you came here. So, I mean, the views and opinions are multitudinous. People really stake their claim on a particular view and argue with people. But as soon as you end up in conflict, then you have to start thinking, well, I don't think this is what the Buddha taught. This is supposed to be for the arising of Chaku Karani, Jnana Karani, Upasamaya, Binyaya, Nibbanaya, Sangvatati. So that if that's not arising, that's in that sense of knowledge and vision and a sense of peace and clarity non-contention. Though that's what really has to be arising, to be in line with the Dhamma. So that so whether one's studying or practicing, those are the things to be looking out for, and the kind of contentious upholding of views the Madhupindika Sutta where Dandapani sees the Buddha sitting there and comes up and what's your teaching and in India that's kind of the kind of like the lifeblood, the pulse of the religious debate. And if you want to, they're incredible. And then the Buddha is sort of replying, my teaching is one where I don't, we don't need to contend with anybody. as in the sutta, he makes some, smacking of this, puckered his brow, and he stomped off with his stick. it wasn't. So that's a flavor of the teachings, and both in terms of how we implement it and the results that we gain from it. We start realizing just how much that propping up of views and propping up of self around the views is ends up being very, you end up in conflict. And it doesn't mean you can't have an idea in your mind, you can't think things through and you can't question, but it's the manner in which one does that, and the way that one pursues it, and and that's certainly in terms of leading a life of practice. The exploration of where those views and what kind of props do we have, or are we trying to have, in order to make this sense of me either comfortable or unique or different in some way, or So it's so much just keeps coming back to relinquishment and letting go. And as we, you know, again, that's that relinquishment and letting go is not in order to make one more vacuous. But it's to clear some space for clear thinking. And I mean, the Buddha was an incredible clear thinker. But he wasn't trying to indoctrinate anybody into his view. He was giving people the tools by which they could understand views and desire and craving.